Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we are also keeping an eye on other news today, and it has been a very big couple of weeks in the NBA, especially when it comes to players switching teams. After 13 seasons and three NBA championships in Miami, Dwayne Wade has decided to leave and go home to Chicago to join the Bulls, and that follows Kevin Durant's decision to move from Oklahoma City to the Golden State Warriors, and Derrick Rose getting traded from the Bulls to the Knicks. Kevin Arnovitz is an NBA writer and editor for ESPN.com. Kevin, why so much movement right now?
The salary cap structure in the league, which is the budget teams get to spend on players, has ballooned. Because of the television revenue, essentially one-third inflation has been introduced. And when you introduce that kind of inflation into any economy, it's going to be chaos. And that is what we have. We have chaos in the NBA.
Well, let's talk about the biggest earthquake in all of this chaos, which seems to be Kevin Durant leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder to join the Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, just lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. There was an uproar among Thunder fans, and Durant talked about how hard it was to make that decision at a Warriors press conference. Here he is.
I called to Oklahoma City. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. And tears were shed, but this is a new journey for me. Testing the unknown, and I trusted my gut, I trusted my instincts, and it's an unpopular decision, but you know, I can live with it.
It's not unpopular here.
Yeah, to you guys it's not, to the rest of it.
So Kevin, if it was such an unpopular decision, if it was such a difficult decision, why did he leave?
We saw in 2010 when LeBron James left the Cavaliers, his hometown team, for the Miami Heat, the first sort of self-determination of a player creating a super team. There's this kind of antiquated notion among the old timers that now you got to win by yourself, you got to do it the hard way, and that joining forces with other elite players is somewhat of a killjoy for the league. But I think what LeBron showed is, you know what, there's something to be said for choosing your coworkers, choosing your workplace, choosing the organizational culture you want to be a part of, and frankly, novelty. Durant has been in Oklahoma City for 8 seasons. He's grown up there to a certain extent. I mean, he arrived when he was 19 in the Sonics and now Thunder organization. And this is a chance for him to try something new. I think he was intrigued by the culture in Golden State, by the fact that there are all these potent scorers, yet somehow they're able to move the basketball. There's a real ethic of sharing there. It's an unselfish product on the floor. And that wasn't always the case in the Thunder, where he shared the ball with Russell Westbrook, who's an electric point guard, but sometimes very difficult to play with.
And does it ever figure into the calculation, well, if I go to Golden State, I am not going to be the biggest fish in a small pond because I'm going to be there playing with people like Steph Curry?
Right. And this is the sacrifice that, you know, LeBron and Dwayne Wade have talked about over the years, that when you join forces with other really potent players, that you do have to give up a few shots. But I think Durant was almost intrigued by that. He's watched Golden State from afar. One of the things he said is they have fun together on the floor. It sometimes seems joyless in Oklahoma City, even though they've been an elite team. It's more of a struggle. And in Golden State, it's this almost Globetrotters-esque exercise every night where they're just having fun. And I think he found that intoxicating.
Do you worry, though, that Golden State will now become a team that is so powerful and so great that it's not even going to be fun to watch them play anyone anymore?
Oh, I'm one of these people who thinks super teams are great for sports. I mean, you want to be able to say those great Warriors teams fit 10, 15 years from now. It creates nostalgia. It creates mystique. I think that's good for a league. And frankly, I'm going to make this appointment viewing. I don't know. I think any basketball fan in good conscience would say the same.
There's somebody else that we're not talking about. Who is that? Who is that? I feel like he's royalty. What's going to happen with LeBron James?
This is the joy of winning a championship, is the Cavaliers get to stay pat. And it's funny, when we all thought they were going to lose, well, maybe they trade Kevin Love, and what is LeBron going to do to recruit new players to get over the top? But when you win, you get that incumbency, and with that incumbency, you get stability.
So you think he'll stay?
I think it's a foregone conclusion. He said that, and now this is his team. And that's not to say that his eye won't wander in future seasons, but I think coming off a championship, he's made it very clear he is going nowhere.
Kevin Arnovitz, NBA writer and editor for ESPN.com. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.